Blog Talk Radio.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a word. Amen. You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I'd like to say to all of my listeners on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is so good to be with you another day in the Lord. Amen. And now, at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God. Let's think about the ultimate choice. In John 3 and 16, in the New King James Version says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, eternal life is not an event that begins when you die. Eternal life begins when you invite Jesus into your heart right here on earth. So it's important to remember that God's plan for you are not limited to the ups and downs of everyday life. If you have allowed Jesus to reign over your heart, you have already begun your eternal journey. Amen? As mere mortals, our vision for the future, like our lives here on earth, is limited. God's vision is not burdened by such limitations. His plans extend throughout all eternity. So let us praise the Creator for his priceless gift, and let us share the good news with all who cross our path. We return our Father's love by accepting his grace and by sharing his message and his love. When we do, we are blessed here on earth and throughout all eternity. Eternity is not something that begins after you are dead. It is going on all the time. We are in it right now. Amen. Praise be to God. You see, we can still hardly believe it. We, with sheared, bent fingers, a trout muscles, nared knees, and no feeling from the shoulders down, will one day have a new body light, bright and clothed in righteousness, powerful and dazzling. God has promised us abundance, peace, and eternal life. These treasures are ours for the asking. You will not receive if you don't ask. All we must do is claim them. One of the great mysteries of life is why on earth do so many of us wait so very long to lay claim to God's gifts. Amen? Like a shadow declining swiftly away, like the dew of the morning gone with the heat of the day, like the wind in the treetops, like a wave of the sea. So are our lives on earth when seen in light of eternity. Hallelujah. Here's a thought for the day. God offers you life abundant and life eternal. Accept his gift today. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:11 through 12 in the CSB says, "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight for the faith. Take hold of eternal life, to which you were called and have made a good confession before many witnesses." Amen. In John 6 and 40, In the New King James Version says, and this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah, Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14, in the CSB tells us, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, concerning those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep through Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. We know, Lord, that this world is not our home. We are only here for a brief while. And you have given us the priceless gift of eternal life through your Son, Jesus. Keep the hope of heaven fresh in our hearts. And while we are in this world, help us to pass through it with faith in our hearts and praise on our lips for you, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And at this time, I will play another selection.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed, but
I am.
Oh,
I am.
Yes, sir.
God says,
I am.
I got a headache right now, but
I am.
My body's racking with pain, but I am. Somebody say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
Hey, yeah.
I am.
Somebody say, I am.
I am.
Talk to somebody and say, God says, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God
says, I am.
I am.
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell him who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like. I am. One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, we will be women and men of prayer. We will take everything to you in prayer. And when we do, we will trust your answers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless us with a word this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. And now, it is time for our devotional message, praise be to God, which is entitled, With You, praise the Lord. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 57, verse 1, and it says, be gracious to me, O God, for my soul takes refuge in you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. As David fled from his home and ran from King Saul into the wilderness, he understood true loneliness. His despair went beyond the isolation of leaving his loved ones behind. Rather, he was driven into the solitary wasteland of N-G-I. With no provision or place to lay his head. Sounds familiar? This was when he cried out to the only one who would never abandon him, the Lord God. Hallelujah. Perhaps you have experienced a loneliness as profound and all in comparison as David. However, even before you were born, the Lord knew that you would encounter this season and has a plan for leading you through it. He is as close as you will let him be. Just like David, you have the privilege of calling out to God, asking him to be the friend, protector, and provider you need. Therefore, instead of giving in to despair, go to him. Jesus promised you that he would not leave you as an orphan, but would come to you through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Spirit seals you in Christ. Ephesians 4 and 30. Never abandoning you, but always reminding you of God's perfect provision and presence. Friend, the Lord is with you. So just like David, take heart and know better days are ahead. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is always unto me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your constant presence with us. We take refuge in you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening with you. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Greater.
Make me a woman who is obedient to your word. Let me live according to your commandments. Direct my path far from the temptations and distractions of this world. And let me discover your will and follow it. Lord, this day and always, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Right now, we're going to say, well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to Father God. Amen. By the Wiki Tone.
Hey.
Praise be to God. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Lord. Praise God, praise God. Can you find the courage to follow God? In 1 Chronicles 28 and 20, in the CSB says, be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He won't leave you or forsake you. So don't be afraid to follow God. Life can be difficult and discouraging at times. During our darkest moments, we can depend upon our friends and family and upon God. When we do, we find the courage to face even the darkest days with hopeful hearts and willing hands. Eleanor Roosevelt advised, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every great experience in you, in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. Amen. Praise God. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. So the next time you find your courage tested to the limit, remember that you are probably stronger than you think. And remember, with you, your friends and family, and your God all working together, you have nothing to fear. Just as courage is faith in good, so discouragement is faith in evil. And while courage opens the door to good, discouragement opens it to evil. What is courage? You ever ask yourself that question? What is courage? Well, it is the ability to be strong in trust, in conviction, in obedience. To be courage is to step out in faith, to trust and obey, no matter what. Praise God. If a person fears God, he or she has no reason to fear anything else. On the other hand, if a person does not fear God, then fear becomes a way of life. With each new experience of letting God be in control, we gain courage and reinforcement for daring to do it again and again. If you trust God completely and without reservation, you have every reason on earth and in heaven to live courageously. And that's precisely what you should do. 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 8 in the CSB says, for God has not given us a spirit of fearfulness, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. So don't be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Instead, share in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God. Amen? In Psalms 31 and 24, in the CSB says, Be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Matthew 8:26 in the CSV says, but he said to them, why are you fearful, you of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. In Psalms 27:14, and the CSV says, wait for the Lord. Be courageous and let your heart be strong. Wait for the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord, fill us with your spirit and help us face our challenges with courage and determination. Keep us mindful, Father, that you are with us always, and with you by our side, we have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, let's assemble. We gonna have church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us, but I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know, God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Give me rest.
me, covered me in his blood. His love, only his love, restores my soul, restores my soul forever. When I'm in trouble, when I'm sick,
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel him all over me.
And no matter,
no matter what the touch,
sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him
sustaining me.
My Lord.
While we are waiting, I will play a very short selection. Because why? We cannot hurry God.
Gotta wait. gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
Trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God. You can't hurry.
God, we're going to wait on him until my change comes. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
You're about the only one doing awesome in all this heat. Praise the Lord.
Hey, hey. You know, they used to say, if you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Now they're saying, if you can't take this heat, you ought to be trying to go the other way. Because it gets hotter.
Ooh,
down
yes.
there. Come on now.
Praise the Lord.
They said, you think this is hot, guess what? It gets a little hotter down there.
Yes, it does.
So you ought to put forth every effort to try to go the other way.
Yes, absolutely.
My goodness, glory to God. It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. We thank God. We really thank God for all that he is doing. My goodness, our God is up to something. He is up to something. I tell you, I was sitting here, had all the time in the world, got myself together, got everything. Went downstairs, got me some water, came back. My Bluetooth didn't work. I dialed in. I said, what's going on? No Bluetooth. I dialed in again. No Bluetooth. I said, this is a real good word. I said, but that's okay. I don't need the Bluetooth. I'll bring it anyhow.
Praise the Lord.
And so I picked up the Bluetooth, and the thing said, Bluetooth on. My goodness.
Nobody but God.
Trust me. Here's the thing. When you make up your my goodness, this is good right here. When you make up your mind, you're going to do whatever you got to do for God, regardless of all the opposition. Mm-hmm. Guess what? God will move the opposition out your way.
Amen.
He sure will. He see you trying to do it for him. He's going to move the opposition out. Did you hear what I said? I tried the Bluetooth, no Bluetooth. I tried the Bluetooth again, no Bluetooth. I said, what in the world? I said, that's okay. I don't need no Bluetooth. I'm going to preach it anyway. And then when I went to put the headset down, I could hear it say, Bluetooth on. I said, all right now. Okay, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because we have got to have a made-up mind. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do, regardless of the opposition. Because those are the times you're talking about God showing himself strong.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to show himself strong because he's going to move the opposition out of your way.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, just like that right there, people saying, okay, so the Bluetooth started working. Big deal. No, it is a big deal. That's where the devil has been robbing us. Because all these little things, he said, that ain't no big deal. That ain't no big deal. But no matter what God does for us, it is a big deal.
Yes, it is. Preach,
Pastor. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to recognize whatever God does for us, it is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
You need to look at Satan and get behind me, Satan.
Mm-mm.
Okay? No one else did this for me. Come on now. It is a big deal. Don't let him tell you whatever God is doing for you, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
It really is. Because guess what? My goodness, glory to God. Guess what? When you start accepting the fact that whatever God does for us is a big deal,
yes,
you'll start thanking him more.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yes,
because the devil has us fooled thinking it's not a big deal what just happened.
Okay.
So you're not going to say, well, God, thank you. Okay, I am, because I'm crazy enough that when it goes wrong, I say thank you. When it's going right, I say thank you. When I don't like it, I say thank you. If I do like it, I just say thank you.
That's it.
Why? Because either way, you keep thanking God, guess what? He going to look at Jesus and going, is she praising me through the opposition again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, she said she needed Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I know, let me get it straight before I get into this word. I don't want people thinking that I'm saying you got to trick God into doing something good for you. You don't have to do that. I'm saying through all of your praises, especially when you're praising him and things are going haywire in your life, that's when he gets to move it. The last time I checked, he looked at everybody that came to him in the Bible and said, your faith Your faith has made you whole. Get what you need, your faith. I want to see. You can see your faith has done that for you. You understand? So
yes.
When you get to praising God and everything is going haywire in your life, guess what that is? That is a sign of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Look at the woman when her son was killed that Elijah had just given her, told her she's going to have a child, and her son died. When her husband said, what's going on? She said, all is well.
That's right.
She said, the man that came and blessed us and told us God was going to give us a son, and now we ain't got no son. The son done died. She said, all is well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But guess what? The same God that gave him to me, that he saw him being taken away, will be the same God to bring him back. Come on now.
That's
my
right.
Goodness, glory to
God.
Yes, Lord. You've got to know when it's a God thing, right? How God is moving, how he's going to move, what he will and won't do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, some people are listening to me, and they may say, wow. So she's telling us, if someone dies in our life, God can just bring them back. I'm saying, yeah, he could bring them back, but he's not. He's not going to bring them back unless it's 5 or 10 minutes, you know, within that ballpark, and they say, oh, he was gone, but God brought him back. Okay? Now, you got somebody that's been dead a month, a year, and all.
Oh.
No, he's not going to bring him back because he's already told us. Death is going to come.
Yes.
Not going to feel good, but it is going to come. Okay?
That's right.
So, in that instance, once someone dies, don't start looking at God. Say, God, bring them back. Bring them back. Bring them back. Now, if that was so, I would have been the first one to say, Lord, bring them back. Bring them back. But it's not so.
That's right.
We don't like it. It don't feel good, but it's going to happen. But there are things that God is doing that we don't recognize as God, and so we're not saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When we wake up in the morning, we don't recognize that that's God. We didn't get up on our own. Who you think kept you throughout the night? Huh? Listen to the news. Look on the obituaries.
Hey.
Guess what? Everybody didn't wake up this morning. Come on now.
That's right.
When you go into a job, right, you didn't do that on your own. Okay? Because look around. You're going to see people pushing the cart. Everybody ain't got a job.
Come on.
Come on
it's
now.
You've
got to start. And when I say it, I mean all of us. We've got to start thanking God for all those things that Satan has said. That ain't no big deal. That's no big deal. Start thanking God. Okay? Regardless whether you think it's a big deal or not. Thank
right.
God, because every time he do something for me, it's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
I taught my son,
so
no matter what anybody gives you, you show them that you're grateful because they did not have to do it.
That's
they
right.
don't have to give you anything. So when someone gives you something, say, wow, thank you, I appreciate it. And, you know, when I look at my sons and they're going, thank you, I appreciate that. You know, oh, wow, I could use this. This is good. When I see them doing that and I'm looking on, thank you, God. Thank you. I don't want to be the mother of the child that when you give some, I don't want that. I don't like it.
Exactly.
I can't use that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you the truth. When I was smaller, if someone would have gave us something, and we would have went, I don't, before we could get the don't like it out of our mouth, my mama would have smacked them teeth down our throat.
Absolutely.
Who are you to look at someone who just gave you something that they didn't have to give you for you to say, I don't want it. I don't like that. I don't eat that. You would have said, the don't want would have got knocked straight out of your mouth. Come on now. We've got to get back to what the Bible says. Train up a child in the way they should go. Stop letting kids raise themselves. Ooh, somebody want to get me right now. We in a generation where we've allowed the kids to raise themselves. And people say, no, I'm always with my child. You always nearby. You're not always with them. They're on TV. They're on the internet. They all know games or video games. The kids are doing, they're not getting those values that they used to get, right? They might get it on a drive-by. Don't forget to say thank you. Oh, don't forget to say yes, ma'am. Don't forget, they're getting that on the drive-by. They should be getting it on a consistent basis.
Yes.
Consistency. That's what we need when we're training up these kids in the way they should go.
Because
I tell you the truth, when you look at a grown man and he can say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, thank you, may I have this, please. You got to do what Pastor did to me. You know, Apostle Duval, she looked at me, she said, ooh, you had some real good teachers in your life. And I went, what is she talking about? Right? You know why I said, what is she talking about? Because I didn't realize that she's thinking, hey, everyone don't do what you're doing. And the same thing with me. When I see young men and young women that are displaying that kind of respect, come on now, and that kind of reverence for God and the people of God, I got to look at them and go, wow, how awesome are you? That you would get that kind of respect, right? That you listen to your parents growing up. Well, I got to get into this word now because I got to hit it and quit it. It's short and sweet. My goodness, glory to God. But got to take heed. Remember, everything God does for us, it is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Get rid of that spirit of entitlement. Get rid of that. Ungrateful attitude, spirit. Get rid of that. Yeah, throw that back to the pits of hell where it came from.
Humble,
you don't need that. You need to be humble.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you do. All of us do. You know what? Sometimes I be so puffed up, I don't even know I'm puffed up. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know I'm puffed up. And then, you know, when I get 4 or 5 people keep telling me, oh, you just showing off. They don't say arrogant. They say, you showing off. And I have to go back and go, when was I showing off? You know, and all you got to do is say one time, Lord, when was I showing off? And don't think he won't show you.
Yes, he will.
Because he shows me every time. And I go, oh, my God. So now I'm thinking about what I'm going to say before I say it. I send text. I look back at the text to hear the tone of the text. So there's things that I'm doing. I said, Lord, help me to change. I don't want to be like that. Mm-hmm. I want to be humble because I know that you don't like pride. So I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to be prideful. I want to be humble. Show me. Help me, Holy Ghost. I want to be humble. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today. Thank you, oh God, because you allowed us to see another day, oh God. You woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see this day. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. We don't have everything we want. But with you, oh God, we got everything we need. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Father God, I'm going to move out of your way and allow you to use me as a vessel, oh God. A vessel. That's all I am. I am a messenger, a vessel, a servant of God. And I'm going to allow you to use me, oh God, to speak this word to the people.
Yes.
Not my word, oh God. Let thy word come forth. Because thy word has power. Thy word can deliver. Thy word can bless. Thy word can heal. Thy word and only thy word can do these things. And Father, if you do all of these things, I'm going to be ever so careful to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Here we
amen.
Go.
Praise be to God. Thank you, God.
Thank you. I feel like sometimes I'll be doing a charge, right? And I know a lot of people don't recognize what the charge is. The charge is the 5 or 10 minute word that comes before the word. Back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, they used to have one of the ministers come up and go, you do the charge. The charge is to get everybody ready to start receiving God's word. Yeah, you're supposed to get them excited that they want to hear more and more and more. And that's when the preacher comes in with more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow, sometimes I do the charge. Sometimes I do the charge for myself. And after I finish doing the charge, I feel like I done preached the word. So I want to sit down and relax. And I'm going, no, that was just a charge, sister. You didn't even deliver the word yet.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Help me, Lord. Help me. Ooh, it's going to be short and sweet. Here we go. We're looking at, we're coming from the Psalms 19, verses 12 through 14. Psalms 19, verses 12 through 14. And then we're going to go into the New Testament. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. So it's right near the middle of your Bible, Psalms, and then gone into Matthew, a couple of books after. Okay, so Matthew chapter 15. Verses 18 through 20. Here we go. Psalms 19, 12 through 14. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Ooh, okay. Here it is. This is one of those days. The Holy Ghost says, give him the title. So you know that there's times when he wants me to give you the title before the word. Because a lot of times if people hear the title, they think they got everything they came for. So here it is. I want it all. Don't just give me the gravy. I want the meat, too.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Because that's what you get. When you get the title and you think, that's what I came for, that's just like you sitting there at the table eating the gravy without the meat. Mm-hmm. No, give me the whole thing, the meat and the gravy. I want it all.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Title is, thank you, God. The title is Taking Ownership. Thank you, Father. Taking ownership. Here we go.
Amen.
Psalm 19, 12. Thank you. Oh, bless the Lord. We got listeners. Here we go. Psalms 19, 12 through 14. Who can discern his own error? Thank you, God. Cleanse me from my hidden fault. Keep your servant also from willful sin, that they may not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed of great transgression. 14, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. My goodness, glory to God. Matthew 15, 18 through 20. Verse 18 says, but the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a man. For out of your heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. These are what defile a man. But eating without washing your hands does not defile a man. My goodness, Lord God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Well, you see what's going on. The title of this message is called Taking Ownership. I love it. I love it. Well, I say that with everything that comes out of this word, but I still got to say it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Here's King David. King David, who relies on God for everything since he was a boy. Okay? Because when he was a boy, he was a shepherd boy out there watching over his daddy's flock. My goodness, glory to God. Not knowing he was really watching over his daddy's flock. Okay? So from a young man on, Oh, Lord, you're giving me so much I'm about to pass out. Here's the thing. God said, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. Okay? So in other words, I called you from the time you was in your mother's womb. In fact, when you came out, I had you already set aside because there was a purpose on your life. Right? And so King David, when he was a boy, he was watching over his daddy's flock. And while he was watching over his daddy's flock, he was in training. He was preparing for the calling that was already on his life from the time he was in his mother's womb. And so he's sitting there watching over his daddy's flock. But guess what? When the day came and he had to be used by the king, right, to slay Goliath, guess what he said? He said, you know, when I was in the wilderness, the Lord had me to slay a lion. The Lord did this for me. God did this for me. He was trying to let Saul know, God has been with me for a long time. Can't no kid take out no lion. Come on now. You see what I'm saying? God is trying to let us know, you don't even realize how long I've been with you. From the day you bust through that womb, I was with you. When you were in the womb, I was with you. He says, I knew you in your mother's womb. Why are we thinking that God does not know us until we step foot into a church? Oh, the devil is a liar.
Come on now.
We're thinking we've got to step foot into a church hall for God to know us. Since when? Huh? Because I don't know about any of y'all. When I came to God and I gave my life to Christ and I wanted to be used in the church, and guess what I wanted to be used to do? I wanted to pray for people at the altar. And so I said, God, cleanse me of all my sins. Okay, you're cleansed. I said, Lord, I did this. He said, I know. I said, Lord, I did this too. I know. Lord, I did this and this and this and this. He said, I know. I said, well, Lord, okay. I ain't tell nobody this, but I did this too. He said, I know, Kathy. I know. But thank you for telling me. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for taking ownership. Oh, that was hot off the press. I didn't even see that coming. He said, thank you, but I already know.
Yes, he does.
See, because my thing was, when I was asking God to let me come and get at that altar, I wanted to pray with people, right? I don't know why, I just wanted to pray. Oh, God says he'll give you the desires of your heart if you seek ye first the kingdom. I was seeking ye first the kingdom, and guess what the desire was? For you to go pray, Kathy. And then guess what? Here's the thing. I don't even know how to pray that good. And God said, yeah, go on out there and pray for him. And I just said, nah, just wanting to pray, just wanting to pray. And I listen to other people praying, and I go, oh, good Lord, I don't know how to pray. Because I listen to some warriors, And I'm going, oh, my goodness. Those folks can pray.
Yes.
But then guess what? I still did what God told me to do. I prayed for others. And you know what? People will come to me and say, Kathy, I'm trying to tell you, when you prayed, and I'm going, what? See, that's why you ought not to take whatever God allows you to do and try to compare it with someone else. There is no comparison. What God has for you is for you. What God
Amen.
Has called you to do, he's called you to do.
That's
okay?
Right.
Stop
mm-hmm.
comparing yourself with other people, because hey. In the comparison, you may never step out and do what God has called you to do, because you're comparing yourself to someone else and you don't think that you measure up.
Right. We don't.
I got to the place where I don't have to do that no more, because guess what? I don't have to see if I compare to someone else and can I do it like them or can I don't have to do that no more. You know what I got to do? All I got to do is say, well, let me see. Is God anointing on me? Did God call me to do this? Did he, goodness, Lord of God, did he give me a platform to do it in? That's all I got to worry about. Because see, without the anointing, ain't nothing going to happen.
Exactly.
Without a platform, right, he's got to send me places to do what he's called me to do.
Mm-mm.
Right? Come on now, this is good stuff. And so now King David is recognizing from a kid, everything I've done, all those lions out there while I was in the wilderness trying to take care of my daddy's flock, God helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And he took out the lion. He used my hands, but he took out the lion. And so he was telling Saul, this is what God has been doing with me, even as a young man. So Saul looked at him. He said, well, go ahead, Godspeed. You know, God be with you. If you say God is with you and he can do all these things through you, yes, he can. Yes, he can, because they were looking at King David because he was young. Why would you want to go up against the giant that no one else who is well-trained, huh, with weapons, why would you, kid, want to go up against him? David said, I ain't going on my own. I'm going with God. Get out my way. Let me go. Now, just make sure you have my prize when I get back, because you said I could get. Ha! My goodness, glory to God. Mm-hmm. So now he's telling us, he says, in Psalms, he said, God, cleanse me. He said, what I need you to do is protect me from my own hidden desires. Yeah. He said, you've got to keep me from these willful sins. Things that I desire to do that I don't have no business doing, I can't keep myself. David spelled it out. He said, cleanse me from my hidden fault. Yeah. He said, keep your servant from these willful sins. Don't let the sin rule over me. I want to be blameless. I want to be free of sin when I step into your presence. And then this is the part that I love. He says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. You know what he's saying? He didn't say, you know, Lord, sometimes these people get around me and they cuss and they doing all this. David, he wasn't concerned with that. Guess what he said? He said, let the words of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He was concerned with his own actions.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He wasn't concerned about what she doing. He over there doing this or he doing that. God ain't going, no. He says, you know what, Lord? Let the words of my mouth.
Okay.
I'm taking ownership of my own action.
Yes.
I'm only responsible for what I do.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Come on now. That's what God is letting us know. Stop worrying about what someone else is looking like they're getting away with.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying about what it looks like someone else is doing. Worry about you, Kathy. Are you going to make it in?
My goodness, glory to God. Ooh, I just love glory this teacher. And the Holy Ghost is an awesome teacher. Now watch this. He said, I love the fact that he said, keep your servant from willful sins. He didn't say, keep me from sins that just come on me. He said, what I willfully want to do. Keep me from those things. And then this is part that I love. He said, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I can't blame what I do on anybody else but me.
Ooh,
yes,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't blame my sin on the devil. It's what I want to do. He said my willful sin.
Yes.
So there it, my goodness, glory to God.
There it is.
Thank you, Father.
Preach, Pastor.
People are saying the devil made me do it.
Nah.
The only thing the devil made you do is lie.
Mm-hmm.
And you belong to the father of lies. Okay? The devil didn't make you do it. Guess what the devil did? He brought out what was already in you.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's what he does.
Because guess what?
That's
back in
does.
The day, if he put a thought in my mind, I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, thinking it was my own thought. No, he put that thought in my mind. Yeah, because there's only two that's controlling us, one or the other. It's either God or Satan.
Yep.
God has not given us those kind of thoughts.
No, not those kind of
okay? God gives us thoughts of love and tenderness and forgiveness and mercy and grace and kindness and patience and faith and joy. The devil gives us lies, cussing. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Gossiping. Those are the things he's planting in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now... You know, so back in the day when the devil said, go do this, go do that, stay out, do this, do that. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, if I was smart enough, I'd have been saying, wait a minute. How come every time I go through that door, I'm the one that's getting those beatings, not the person that's putting that thought in my mind.
That's right.
I'm the one that's getting my little hiney toe up. When I come to my mama's house 4 o'clock in the morning, like I'm so grown, like I paid a bill.
Hey.
Come on now. That ought to start telling me, stop doing what your mind is telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do what you know is right, Kathy. Every time you think something ain't right, get rid of that thought.
That's right.
Yeah. So here's King David. King David is doing what we all need to do. He's asking for help.
Yes.
He said, I can't do it on my own.
That's
he said, help me.
Yes.
Cleanse me. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He said, control what I do. Don't let sin take over me.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting God know. He says, I need you to do this with me. I can't do it on. And then he goes down to say, may the words of my mouth. He said, my speech station, the things I say in my everyday conversations, oh God.
Yes,
help
yes.
me with what I'm saying.
Mm-mm-mm.
He said, let the words that come out of my mouth be found pleasing in your sight, oh God.
Because
I know I'm saying some things I got no business saying.
That's right.
Woo! King David was taking ownership of his ways. And so he says, oh, Lord, help me. He said, may the words out of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, the things that I'm thinking about harboring in my heart.
Yes.
He said, number one, I don't want my words to be filthy, foolish, rotten, corrupt. I don't want that kind of speech coming out of my mouth anymore.
Right.
He said, and my heart, my inward thoughts, things that are revolving in my heart to do that's not right. I don't want to do those things unless they are pleasing in your sight. And then he says, oh, Lord, my rock, my redeemer. You know what he was saying? He said, you are my Lord.
You are my helper. You are my savior. You are the Lord thy God. You are Jehovah. I need you to help me with me.
Yes.
Help me with my own self, my inner thoughts, things that are on my heart. And then, you know, I love it because they say, you know, when you're washing your hands and you get ready to sit down to a meal and so on, say, you so nasty, you ain't even wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But who getting ready to eat the food? I am.
Yes.
So even if I'm nasty, I'm being nasty to myself.
That's
I'm
right.
picking that food up and eating it with my nasty hands. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, you just, oh, you ain't clean at all. And God is saying, okay, that's all fine and dandy, but guess what? That's not what defiles a man.
Thank
huh?
you. Thank you.
He said the things that come out of your mouth,
yes.
which are coming from your heart,
yes,
these things are defiling you.
Ooh.
Right?
Oh,
Matthew 15 and 18, look at it again. He said the things that come out of your mouth,
that's
which
right.
are really coming from your heart, those
yes.
are the things that defile you. And you know what? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm so glad he said that because you know why? Most people run around going, well, God knows my heart. Yeah, and we do
yeah.
too. We know
yeah.
your heart too. How about that? Because
that
God's word
right.
tells us that the words that are coming out of your mouth are stemming from your heart. God ain't the only one that knows your heart. We know it too.
Yes.
Come on now. If you find that you got to cuss people out, huh? You ain't got no patience with nobody. You just all arrogant. You guess what? Every time you open up your mouth, you letting people know who you are.
There you
huh?
go.
Huh?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
don't, ooh.
Tell it. Tell
don't
it.
Get it twisted saying, well, I'm a Christian. I ain't going to do what they do.
Right.
This is the part I love. I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do what they do. No, you're going to do your own dirt.
That's right.
You ain't got to do what they do. You dirty all on your own.
Yes,
that's why God is saying, Kathy, I need you to tell everybody, including yourself, start taking ownership. Take ownership of your ways, your words, things that you're harboring in your heart. Take ownership of it.
That's right.
And then ask me to help you with it. Because obviously you can't get rid of it on your own.
That's right. You can't.
God is looking for us to take ownership and then come to him and do just like King David. Ask for help. He says, I don't want sin. I don't want sin to rule over me. I belong to you. I'm better than that. I don't want that on me. My goodness, glory to God. Every child of God ought to be saying, every time you say something, do something that you know is contrary to the way God wants us to act, think, or whatever, you ought to say, Lord, help me. Help me do better. I don't want sin to continue to control me.
Yes.
I want to do those things that are pleasing in your sight. I want to meditate. My meditation, the things that I'm harboring in my heart. I want those things to be found pleasing unto you, God. But they're not right now. So help me, God. Help me. That's what King David was saying. Help me, Lord. Because sin is trying to overtake me and I don't want it to. I want to do better. And then God lets us know the thing, washing your hands. Okay, wash your hands if you think that's, you know, you don't want no germs. You don't want to eat with nasty hands. But that's not what's defiling us. What is defiling us is stemming from our heart. And these are the things that are coming out of our mouth.
That's
yeah.
Right.
It ain't just coming out of your mouth. It's coming from your heart and then out of your mouth.
Yes.
And God's saying, those are the things that are defiling you.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you open your mouth and you let something rotten come out, you gossiping, you lying, you whatever, you arguing, you fussing, you cussing. And I'm sitting there going, look, I feel like Isaiah. Lord, I don't believe I'm worthy to speak your word because I have filthy lips.
Yes.
My mouth is not clean, God. How can you use me to speak your word? He said, Kathy, I know all about your mouth.
Okay.
Why do you think I got you speaking it? Because you got to eat it before you can, my goodness, glory to God. He said, Kathy, how many cooks you know serve food that they don't taste first? I said, oh, my goodness. He said, so everything you serve, Kathy, you've already tasted it. Because guess what? He's got to put it in my spirit before I can take it and give it to you in your spirit. So when it comes to my spirit, I go, oh, my goodness. Ooh, you're talking to me, Lord. He said, yeah, I'm talking to all of you. Don't think because you're the servant or you're the shepherd or you're the pastor or you're the prophet or you're the evangelist that you're exempt from my word.
Nope. Not at all.
Guess what? He's expecting higher qualities of us as a teacher, as a prophet, as a pastor. Come on now. We got higher standards.
Yes.
You know why? Because he said, hello, you know better. Why? Because I'm teaching you everything you're trying to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're taking book knowledge and trying to apply it to someone else and it doesn't apply. No. When it comes to God's word, you've got to be the first partaker before you start issuing things out to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. My goodness. You know what? I got to come in for a close. My natural daddy, he didn't like female pastors. He was going crazy on me. So I said, I ain't going to tell him no more. So one day, he was feeling something going on that he wasn't going to be here much longer. He let me know. He said, Kat, if God told you to preach, go on and preach. But don't play with God. I said, who are you? What you do with my daddy? But my daddy don't want me to preach. He said, listen, if God told you to do it, go ahead and do it, but don't play with God. I said, I'm not going to play with God. I won't play with God. He said, okay, go ahead and do it. And guess what? When you don't take ownership of your wrongful doing, the things that you do to hurt others, the things that you do that is not pleasing in the sight of the Lord, when you don't take ownership, you are playing with God. Because you're acting like he doesn't see you. You're acting like he doesn't hear you. You're acting like he does not know you. And in that instance, you're trying to make a mockery out of him. And God is saying, I know them better than they know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just allowing them time to come clean. I'm allowing them the time to confess. Yeah, I'm allowing them the time to get it right while they still can. My goodness, glory to God.
Wow.
King David is saying, you are my helper, my savior. Help me to do better.
Yes.
Help me to walk away from my willful sin. Then he gets so good. He says, you know what? He says in verse 12, it says, who can discern their own errors? Cleanse me from my hidden faults that I don't even know that I'm getting ready to do. That's why people say, Lord, forgive me of my sins of omission and commission. Things wasn't even planning to do. I didn't know that was coming out of me. I didn't know. Forgive me. And King David says, the things that's hidden in my heart, God, help me with those things. Get rid of them.
I want my way to be found pleasing in your sight. And guess what God turned around and did? He said, David is a man after my own heart. Because he knew. My goodness, glory to God. You know why? Because he knew how to take ownership of the things he did wrong.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Wow, that was so beautiful, Pastor Kathy. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Thank you. At this time, before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with 623-271. God bless you. How were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. God bless all of you. And I don't get to join the call very often because of my work schedule. However, every time I call in, it just as though I've never missed one of the messages from Pastor Kathy. It's as though I've stayed connected with her all along, and her spirit just really uplifts me, and I have never ended a call without learning something powerful. And there was no exception with tonight. It was wonderful.
Amen. Praise God. Area code 704-724. God bless you. And how were you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the word tonight. I really appreciate it. Like I said, listening every Thursday to the word of God.
Praise be to God. And we like to thank area code 252-226 and 936-219 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Pastor Kathy, that was an awesome, awesome, awesome word, because truly we don't own up to the things that we say out of our mouths. And once you say something out of your mouth, it's coming from your heart, and you can't take it back. The only thing you can do is to ask God for forgiveness and repent. Thank you for that word. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. I can hear that it's thunderstorming behind me. So I'm going to hurry up and get you. Yeah, it's thunderstorming right now. I can hear the lightning coming through. But I want to thank Elder Theo. I want to thank him for being so consistent in his support and getting on every Thursday to hear what thus says the Lord. I want to thank Minister Willie for getting on and being consistent with hearing what thus says the Lord through Pastor Kathy. I have to thank these young men. I don't take it lightly that they take the time to join the call. They don't have to do it. These are young men that can find all kinds of things to do. I want to thank she's an elder, Elder Leslie. I want to thank her. You know, I know that girl is rushing. When she's at work and she see that little text come through, say, oh, no, let me run to the bathroom so I can hear a little bit. So I know she put forth effort to get on this line. All of you guys, Evie, everybody that keeps getting on, thank you. Thank you for joining the call, for trusting the God in me, that God is using me to bring forth the word. I thank you, and I appreciate your love and your support. God bless you guys. And everybody else, please don't count it against me if I don't say your name. Minister Leandra was on. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's so many people that I need to thank, but I love you. I appreciate you. The only one that can see the numbers is the host, and she's in New York. All I know is if I hear your voice or I hear a number that I recognize, then I can say thank you. But trust me, all of you that continue to get on and listen to what God is saying through me, thank you. I appreciate y'all trusting me to study, to hear from God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, to Evander Hilda, thank you for allowing me this platform to continue Amen. To just bless others, Lord, what God gives me. Thank you, Evander Hilda. I don't take it lightly God that you trust the God in me to come forth with a message from God. Thank you. Because you could have gotten anybody to do this. You could have chosen anyone. And I thank God that you continuously allow me a platform to speak God's
Anytime.
Word to the people.
You are always welcome here. Praise God.
God
I
bless
look forward
you. I appreciate
to every Thursday to hear you preach. I miss you when you ain't here.
I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth, this is my life support. When I start preaching, whether it's just me and you or others on the call, you know, whoever gets on, if they don't get on, it's still my life support. If it's just me and you, when I finish, I still feel so good, so good. I thank God for that. For all of you that don't have a relationship with God yet, it is not too late.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He's telling all of us tonight, we've got to take ownership of the wrong we do, the wrong we say. You know, don't start blaming other people for your wrongful doings, the things you said that are wrong. Take ownership of what you're doing. Ask God to help you with your mouth, with the things on your heart. God loves us. Yes. He wants us to do better. Right? He doesn't want us to die in our sin. He wants to help us.
Amen.
And so that's why he said, just take ownership. Come clean so I can help you.
Yes.
Huh? So I can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God, for all you've done. And even the people right now that don't know you, I pray that they pray this prayer. Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for all of our sins. My goodness. Asking you, Father God, to come into my life. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. And after you prayed, and the reason why it's so short is because God says, I don't want to give them a long, drawn-out thing and then they won't come. I want
Amen.
To simplify it so they can come. Right?
Yes.
It's not my desire that any should perish. So I simplify it so they can come. Right? And then they'll realize on a daily basis, I've got to seek the face of the Lord.
Yes.
Huh? I've got to allow God to make a change in me daily. It's occurring daily.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not an overnight process and boom, you're done. No. You got to walk out your own salvation daily. Let God change you daily. He's going to take little off here, little off there. He's going to prune you here, prune you there. Until you are right in the sight of the Lord. He's not going to stop you from living. He wants you to live life abundantly. But there are a few things that are unacceptable to God. God is not in sin. And so he wants to clean us up. He wants us to do better.
Yes.
He wants us to make it into the kingdom of God. He loves us all. He's a forgiving, merciful, loving, caring God. He wants us to love on one another, be concerned with one another, help each other, be unselfish with one another, just be there for each other. That's how we show him that we are a child of God.
Amen.
When we start loving others the way that he loves us. Father God, we thank you for this word on tonight. Taking ownership, God, that you're giving us another opportunity to come clean. Because you love us so much, you don't want us to die in sin. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. We appreciate you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us the way no other could ever love us, oh God. Father God, you know all of our faults. You know our shortcomings. You know us. And yet you still love us. Thank you, God. Thank you for never, ever, ever giving up on us. Thank you for not turning your back on us, oh God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, God, for all you've done and going to do for each and every last one of us, even the ones that haven't come in yet, God, that you are continuing to draw them in with love and kindness. And may they see that love and kindness in each and every last one of us so that they can come in. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
continue to show us how we can do better, oh God, so you can use each and every last one of us. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys.
Bless
I love you.
God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening and a beautiful weekend. Stay safe. Stay cool. We love you.
Amen. God bless you guys. Love you. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.